Huge uncertainty hangs over health services in Wellington. With the shock announcement, Hutt Hospital's main building is an earthquake risk and must close. Maternity, children's, cardiology, burns, general and orthopaedics wards are among those that will have to move while the building is fixed, but when or to where is still unclear. The DHB first found out about the problem in March and made the decision to move last Friday. It says the risk to people is low. Rosie Gordon reports.
Outside Hutt Hospital, staff didn't want to talk about the earthquake-prone Heretonga block or the upheaval for them and patients. But this woman, who visits the hospital almost every day to see a family member, is worried.
It's a lot of concrete. The main stairwell in the middle is concrete, yeah. And we've had two small earthquakes in the last week, so, yeah, it does concern me. So where will they go?
It's a question Sarah Dewan wants answered. She's 32 weeks pregnant and planning on giving birth at the hospital. Now she's not sure where she'll end up having her baby.
It's worrying, you know, quite upsetting for residents on where they would actually go to safely deliver their babies if a home birth's not an option.
The DHB's coming up with a plan to shift a number of services. It might also put up some temporary buildings. That doesn't give Ms. Dewan much comfort.
Wellington Hospital is only 20 minutes away, but 10 minutes in a, or 12 minutes in a quick ambulance, but that still would impact how you feel about getting the help. Where at least in the hut, I'm only about 6 minutes away from hospital.
Maternity is just one of the services affected. The Heretonga building, which has 210 beds, is also home to the cardiology ward, general surgery and the children's ward, among others. Sarah Dalton is the executive director of the Senior Doctors Union, the Association of Salary Medical Specialists. She says the closure, when it happens, will be felt across the Wellington region.
They're looking at private and aged residential care as options to help with decanting patients over, you know, a longer term, and I'm sure it's going to impact Kenepuru and Wellington hospitals as well.
Ms. Dalton fears the Hutt will be joining a long list of hospitals around the country that are waiting for building upgrades.
One concern we have is that there's already a backlog of hospital builds, rebuilds, refits around the country that is dragging its knuckles, so, you know, we can't really afford to have another one in the queue.
Nick Brook is an engineer and an expert on concrete. He says the weak points can include the frames and the floors. The 40-year-old Heretonga building has an earthquake rating somewhere below 34% of the new building standard. It's quake-prone, but Mr. Brook says the risk is low.
As an engineer, I would have no particular concerns about being in an earthquake-prone building, whether that be a hospital or otherwise. And part of the reason to that is this has been assessed as a higher importance level building. And really what that means is that for a given earthquake score, the building is relatively safer than if the same score was applied to a normal office building.
The District Health Board's chief executive has refused to be interviewed about its plan for patients and services. The local MP for Hutt South, Ginny Anderson, has a promise for locals.
While there may be disruption in the short term, the government is committed to ensuring that the Hutt Valley retains good quality hospital facilities that are as good as now or even better than the ones that we've got.
But again, no details or a timeline, leaving expectant mother Sarah Dewan with this plea.
Just give information as soon as possible. Don't linger.
Right now, she and thousands of others just have to wait.